Governor Edwards' re-election was the big political story of 2019, and political analyst Bernie Pinsonet expects a big battle in the 2020 session that begins in March over auto insurance reform. He expects Republican leadership to bring forward legislation after a similar effort was blocked by the governor last year.
He can veto it this year if it passes, which it will pass, but the question is, will he work with the legislature and do something on insurance reform?
Baton Rouge police announced today that they have arrested a suspect in the killing of three homeless people in the city last month. Paul Braun has more.
Chief Murphy Paul says Jeremy Anderson was arrested without incident on New Year's Day.
Our SRT team executed a search warrant at 150 South 17th Street in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Subsequent to the warrant, evidence was seized from the residence, which linked a suspect to the crimes.
Paul says Anderson further incriminated himself in an interview with detectives. He has been booked on two counts of first-degree murder for the killings of Christina Fowler and Gregory Corcoran, and one count of second-degree murder for the killing of Tony Williams. The bodies of Fowler and Corcoran were found December 13th. They were still wrapped in their blankets, apparently shot to death as they slept under the North Boulevard overpass. Law enforcement officers found Williams dead on the porch of an abandoned house last week, just blocks away from where Fowler and Corcoran were killed and from where Anderson was eventually arrested. After the third killing, police warned the public that the incidents were likely connected. They formed a task force of state and local law enforcement agencies to investigate. It was a tip to East Baton Rouge Sheriff's detectives that led officers to Anderson. In Baton Rouge, I'm Paul Braun.
Northwestern State University in Natchitoches has established a scholarship in memory of sports journalist Carly McCord. The NSU alumna was killed in a plane crash along with four others this past Saturday. Family friend Danielle Cobb says McCord, as a journalism major at the university, worked in the recruiting office where she gave potential students tours of the campus.
Carly had a huge impact on all of the students that came through for those campus tours.
Donations to the McCord Memorial Scholarship are being accepted at the Northwestern State University alumni website. Louisiana was among 10 states that lost population over the past year, according to the latest figures released this week by the U.S. Census. Louisiana lost more than 12,000 people from 2018 to 2019, while the rest of the South was experiencing the greatest population growth in the nation. The region's 0.8% growth was mostly thanks to people moving from other parts of the country. Bloomberg reports population growth in the U.S. as a whole was at the slowest rate in a century, about 0.5%. That's the slowest growth rate since the nation was involved in World War I. Census data blames declining births, increasing deaths, and a slowdown in international migration. Sports Illustrated expects the New Orleans Saints will win the Super Bowl in February, according to a prediction that the magazine released this morning. The Advocate reports the picks were made by a panel of seven Sports Illustrated NFL beat writers. If that prediction becomes reality, it'd be the Saints' second Super Bowl appearance in franchise history. But first, the Saints have to beat the Minnesota Vikings in a first-round playoff game at home this Sunday, and then travel to Green Bay to beat the second-seeded Packers the following week. Over 6,000 people never returned their infamous double tax return that was generated by a computer glitch last tax season. Returns worth a collective $1.9 million. Department of Revenue spokesperson Byron Henderson says, "You need to give that money back, or else the state is going to come and get it with interest."
There is a late payment penalty of 5% per month, up to a maximum of 25%.
If you owe money to the state, contact the department to return the amount in a lump sum or set up a repayment plan.